B-Pod Studios.
Come. Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
Great moments are born from great opportunity.
A rally around Angie. The shot scores. Judge Curran puts the Bruins up to.
That's what you have here tonight, boys. That's what you earned here tonight.
Krejci to Coyle. And the Leafs are mulch again.
One game. If we played them 10 times, they might win 9. Not this game.
Dishes across to Hanson. Score! Overtime winner for the Boston Bruins. The winning goal for Charlie Coyle.
Not tonight. Tonight, we skate. Tonight, we stay with it.
Backus, he scores! David Backus, Hanson a shot, save and score! And the Boston Bruins have gotten to the Eastern Conference Final for the first time since 2013.
We stay with them, and we shut them down because we can. We are the greatest hockey team in the world.
This is a black and gold freight train.
You were born to be hockey players.
The Boston Bruins are headed to the Stanley Cup Final for the third time this decade.
You were meant to be here tonight. Hearing about a great hockey team the Soviets had. Screw them!
And the Boston Bruins have forced a Game 7 on Wednesday that'll take place at TD Garden to decide the Stanley Cup.
This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. It is a Game 7 day here in the city of Boston, the first since 1984 at the Boston Garden. And I will tell you this, is that this is the most expensive ticket in Boston sports history. We have a pair to give away. All you have to do is come down to 55 Morrissey Boulevard in Dorchester. You have until 8:30 to get involved. And right now, the crowd is growing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're driving down Morrissey Boulevard going, I don't know what direction, you have
you gotta
want to make them cheer.
Well, it's not just
and a crowd of people. There's a Wallach head, a Chara head, flags.
Now, Lord Murray's cup is not out there. Jim Murray or Joe Murray's thing that he made out of tin foil.
That's not around
anymore.
Wall
stone. What's that? Where'd it go?
I thought it's right out here.
Okay.
Yeah, it's right.
He was so proud when that made it.
Everyone at the station has signed it, put their name on the cup.
Ah, so, well, I see.
But not done that yet. But listen, right now, I think in order to bring some good karma to the team tonight, some good luck, we need to bring somebody that puts everybody in a good mood and inspires them to do greater things. Ladies and gentlemen.
You are a dick.
My name is
Machabella
Berg. Fantastic.
It's at
3 o'clock.
I have my first Manhattan.
Go Red Sox.
In studio with us, the one and only Mr. Mark Jamelli.
I know, Mark Jamelli, and it's the first time I'm meeting him, and now we've had our hug.
Official hug.
Our official first hug. It's wonderful to meet you, Mark Jamelli. It reminds me a lot of Nick. I can see Nick turning into Mark Jamelli very soon.
Oh, yeah.
Mark Jamelli. No, look at Nick fixing the microphone for his dad.
Mark, someday he'll be feeding me.
Okay, so, he'll return the favor.
Yes.
You tried desperately not to fulfill your wishes and to murder your son as he sat in your home
You know, Fred, you said it best. I had that pillow, and it was right over his face. It would have taken 2 seconds. But if he rang that bell one more time for a popsicle, he was gone.
Oh, he had a literal bell. That's something out of the Andy Griffin Show.
And my condo is from me to you. Yeah. So, he still had to ring the bell to get me there.
All right. Well, Mark Jamelli, this is very exciting. Now, I know you're a fan of going to bed very early.
Yes.
And what time did you get up this morning?
4.
Okay. 4 you're retired, but you still get up at 4 a.m.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
And now, will you watch the game tonight?
Of course. I may take a little nap in between, but you have to. You know, it's so exciting. Or I just open the window and I can hear everybody screaming outside the door.
Oh, your neighborhood of all of them. Like, if they happen to win the cup, were you living in the North End in 11 after that happened?
I was there after that happened.
Okay,
yes, I was.
All those guys live there. And when they had their day with the cup, I mean, if you went to the North End, you'd see them over, what is that, Tia's on the Water, and like over in that area right where you were the entire time.
Yes.
So did you have any experience with those guys back in 11 when you lived in the North End?
It was crazy. It was absolutely nuts. You know, everybody was partying, and I can't remember a lot because we were doing shots, and then I kept saying, but I want a Manhattan, and they were lining up vermouth and whiskey. And cherries in a little glass.
Oh,
and what you had to do was do a three shooter.
Yeah,
and it was fantastic. Oh, wait, so
they had shots of vermouth.
Yeah.
Oh, and so you would just combine them in your mouth.
That's what makes you drunk.
Right.
It's the vermouth.
Really?
I just decided that because the whiskey does nothing, you know, but the vermouth. And you got to be careful when you swallow those cherries whole.
So you swallowed the cherries whole.
Oh, yeah. That was the whole thing. They took the stems off, but you had to, you know.
You're like the chick from Twin Peaks that could make them, the stems into knots, but except you just swallow them.
I know.
And then you do your eyebrows at the people.
I know. Wow.
Do you run into any of those guys from the team?
Because I do.
Okay.
I do on occasion.
Who do you see walking around the North End? Char is the king of the North End, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's there all the time, but I don't want to give away where they go because they're all there. But, you know, they give a wave. And then you see all the guys from the other team. They're all there with their wives walking around. Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, do you give them what for, or do you keep it low?
No, I try to keep it low. So they talk to you. You know, if you start to go at them, they get a little defensive. The wives. Not the play. The wives get a little dark.
Okay, so you talked to the adult film star, Saugus' own Tyler Faith, the other day, and there seems to be that you will dine with her at one point. Did you Google image her?
I did.
Okay.
And your opinion?
She's beautiful.
Yeah?
She's beautiful. It states that she retired from that industry. And
no, she is very active.
Well, she's very active, but it's she also has her own production company, so she's quite a gal.
All right, so you
self-made, sure.
Yeah.
So you've delved deep into the Tyler Faith.
I have because you know I'm looking for somebody who can retire with me.
Right.
So you think Nick would handle that?
Oh, he'd be here. Just another embarrassment. You know, I can see his girlfriend's parents, you know. We're all together at the family holidays, you know.
So what do you do for a living?
Yeah.
She's a porn star.
Pass the stuffing.
You look so familiar. I don't know where I've seen you before.
How embarrassing would that be for the dad?
Oh, she was the star of Back. Dog buddies
from Saugus. Can you believe? You know she's had quite a career.
Oh, the greatest thing is
she has. No arguing that.
He has gone deep. I mean, a lot of people just go to Pornhub. Mark Jamelli has done his research.
My goodness.
Well, everybody goes to Pornhub.
The greatest thing is that Nick will have to know if that ever happens that it was his fault. That he's the one who got the ball rolling on all of it.
Nick, did you know your dad goes to Pornhub? Yeah.
He just said great with a thumbs up.
Nick, what kind of genre of pornography do you think your father is the biggest fan of?
Because Fritz about to ask him.
He's giving me the middle finger. The things that Nicholas
women
learned.
With walkers. Women with walkers.
You and I are two peas in a pod, my friend. Straight out of the pages of Nugget Magazine. All right. Well, listen. Let's have Bird and Nick go out and bring some people up here.
I think we should get some people from the outside. Sure. And you know what? Maybe we should ask him just to make sure that it's cool, that you know he's able to perform under such pressure. We've seen him at the anniversary show. But maybe we have a live studio audience for Mike Behind the Mic's first in-studio performance. Maybe we fill this place with a crowd.
Sure.
Great.
All right, is this what you want to do coming right up?
Let's do that at like 7:30. I told Mike 7:30.
I was just like, give Mike a few seconds to absorb it before he walks in here.
Oh, sure. Right.
So let's bring 30 people up here.
Okay, 30 people from outside?
Yeah, and Mark Jamoli is going to sit in for the entire 7 o'clock hour.
There's a lot of people want to meet you.
Oh, okay. That's fine. That's okay. Fine.
All right. Yeah, they want to meet you.
I know they ask for me every time Nick's outside.
He's doing recaps. It's like they don't want to talk to him. They want to talk to
you.
Can you
imagine his face when they ask him, though? Just to have somebody take a picture of his disappointment when he puts his head down. You know?
I love it.
Oh, Nicholas, you failure. You piece of human garbage. You have the words to the Mark Jamoli Christmas song. You know, that's what the guy asked him. I'm Nick and nothing. It was all fantastic.
Right. Well, listen, it sounds like a lot of fun. All right, so we will bring 30 people up here. Again, 55 Morrissey Boulevard here in Dorchester, the beautiful, beautiful area. And you come in and we will, someone outside is winning two tickets to the most expensive sporting event to get in Boston sports history. I would say that is unequivocally true. And watching this play with running around the bases.
Oh, I mean, that is
just sitting right there.
It is so strange, and because he wasn't hurt. And that's the thing that makes it even stranger.
Yeah, I just assumed he was hurt.
No. He thought the ball, Brock Holt thought the ball went over the wall, and the ball rolls right like underneath the wall and just sits there in right field.
This team has issues. I don't care what you say. That's an issue.
No, I've given up the ghost. They're mediocre at best. The lineup is shot. They have a bunch of injuries. And all the guys who played well last year are underachieving this year. They have Marco Hernandez playing second. I mean, this is just bad. Well, Brock Holt in left, Brock Holt in right.
The guy who changed his call on the slide into second base, by the way, was completely wrong to change the call. Now, he was saved by a mile. All right. Well, listen, we're going to have 30 people up. We're going to have Mike Behind the Mic Callahan. We're going to have Mark Jamoli up here. Mark Jamoli, who basks in his son's failures. We will have that all for you in just a moment. Brady won't throw me the ball because he has no trust in me.
Rich.
I have a super dry tongue. Look.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm the big scary man guy. Put a couple biscuits in the basket. They went top shelf where mama keeps the peanut butter and where I hide the porno.
Here we go. It's too good time. It's too good time. It's too good time. It's too good time. It's too good. Too good. Too good. Too good time. It's too good time. It's too good time. It's too good. Too good. Too good. Too good. Too good.
I'm going to be so hungover at work tomorrow. I'm not going to do anything.
Nine 8 5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Game 7 tonight. Only place to hear it here at 98.5, the Sports Hub. We have a pair of tickets to give away. You have just over an hour to get here. Just over an hour. There's already a crowd outside. Nick, I am learning so much. He's not here, but
no, Nick is outside.
But I am learning. I will not share the information, but I am learning so much about the Jamoli family as I sit here and talk to Mark Jamoli, who's in studio. But, right. Okay, this should be interesting. Jamoli is, Nick is just What'd he say? Nick's looking at me through a window. What'd he say? I'm not going to...
He doesn't like that you're having conversations with his dad about private things while he's not here.
We've talked about sex, I will tell you that.
Dude, we've learned some really, really weird things about you.
Look at the look on his face. Oh, my God.
They weren't in studio, but your father and I were openly talking about his sex life. And I swear to God, I swear in my family's lives that we were talking about your father's sex life. And I didn't initiate the conversation.
Oh, man.
That mechanical hot's going to stop.
Nick, I can't help you. I was not in here when this happened. Man, he's not happy.
I know that the place in the North End was it's been in the family since your great-grandparents. Mm-hmm. And that was a bit of a getaway for your father.
We know where you conceived.
Yeah. I know. Oh, man. He's visibly upset.
Now he's
running around.
Where's Nick going?
I don't know. So Twitch.
Come on. Don't worry about that. No, you got a crowd of people here.
That's his job. All right. You can see this at twitch.tv or you can go to...
/thesportshub. Yes.
Yes. And so, you can also go to get the Twitch app on your phone.
So we've had a large group of people who have been here since before... What?
3:30 was the first time.
3:30 was the first when someone was here. They're all waiting outside for tickets. And we thought, you know, let's bring a ton of them in. Let's just bring them all into a pack of studio.
Here they come, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you want to bring them in? Mike, find the mic in.
Hey, go around this way.
Oh, look, another girl.
Another girl.
Wow. Another girl. And then another girl. My Lord. Women everywhere. They're actually girls.
That's right.
Mark Jamelli shaking everyone's hand as excitement reigns.
There's a vuvuzela.
Jamelli's
shaking hands, Rich. Yeah. Nick alone in the corner. No one overly interested.
Nick, you can bring some of the people here that blocking the camera.
I learned things about a baby Nicholas in the back of a car. Nick, do you hear me? I learned about a baby Nicholas in the back of a car. Exposing your father for being places he wasn't supposed to be. You're too young to remember. Look at it. There's actual females here. Radio station.
Hey! I love it.
It is unprecedented.
Mark Jamelli, what do you think about this crowd that we just brought in?
Yeah, this is incredible. Unbelievable. I tell you, everybody, what beautiful people. This is fantastic.
Many people were hoping to have that you would have brought meatballs for all of them today.
Oh, I know.
We might have to come up with an event where that happens, possibly, huh?
Yes.
Wink, wink.
We will.
And while Mr. Jamelli maybe dines with a fine young lady.
Oh, hey.
We shall see.
Lady in the tramp style.
All right. So, now, anybody in here was in here before? No, this is a whole new crew.
This is a whole new crew. Completely different.
Is unbelievable. All
Chief Jehoshaphat, or whatever his name is outside.
Chief Jehoshaphat.
Remember?
Yes. There's a crew. Okay. So we have, let's get with the gentleman who's got the char head and a Canadian suck shirt. And you are filming us on your GoPro thing at the time. Well, why the hell not? We're already on Twitch. Step up to this mic if you don't mind. This is a guy who
it's the char ecstatic look when he was first hoisting the cup.
Yeah. Okay, so hang on. Let me get this mic
set up for you.
All right, so Thanks. That right there is the... I remember he made that guttural sound as he was the first to hoist the cup.
Yeah, I do believe that's correct.
How do you think it's going to sound with his jaw essentially broken and not able to open if he is indeed hoist the cup?
His speech, in fairness, have gotten a tiny bit better.
Not too much. All right, so when did you get here?
I got here at about 7:00.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you are wearing sunglasses indoors?
Why not?
Why not?
Zolak style. Zolak made a career out of it.
It's a tribute to Scott Zolak.
Well, the lights are bright in here. I got to keep my identity a little bit of a secret. I was at the Blues Hotel before the last game, staring down Craig Berube for about 15 minutes.
Oh, really?
You found out where they were staying.
Oh, yeah.
And you, like, went into the lobby or what?
No, just stay outside and just, you know. Arms overhead.
With the sign?
Yeah, just John Cusack style.
Oh, that's fantastic. So did anybody say anything to you when the Blues were coming out? Were they going to the bus at the time?
Oh, they mostly ignored us, but Berube definitely gave looks back and forth for a good 15 minutes. I didn't stop looking at him.
Very nice.
No. Mental games going on in front of the team hotel.
It didn't pay off, but maybe today.
Yeah, Berube is starting to say some things in the media that's, you know, he's talking about taking liberties and not worrying about suspensions. He's trying to get in the Bruins' heads.
Oh, yeah, he's a jerk.
Yeah, I mean, he's acting like a tough guy while he's there behind the bench.
Have you guys heard how much these tickets are going for right now? It's like $2,000 a ticket just to get in, which is ridiculous. What do you think about the people complaining that we should have given it away just calling in? All you guys think you deserve these tickets, right?
Yeah.
Hell yes, I agree.
In all seriousness, how many of you will sell them if you get them?
What?
Which, okay. Oh!
Right there. I respect the hustle. That I got no problem with that.
There is a guy with a Toucher and Rich Wallach head shirt on.
Right, there he is.
That is happening. All right, Rich, well, we brought the people in. And now there's going to be a very uncomfortable moment of time while we're in commercial.
Can everyone behave themselves for 4 minutes during commercials in studio?
All right. And then we come back.
Hey, can we do a Mark Jamelli headlines?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. Mark, why not?
Mark, can you do that? John Wallach's headlines for
come on
him?
Over.
All right. We will do Mark Jamelli headlines. All right. And then we will have Mike behind the mic Callahan.
A live concert. The first time ever live in studio just for all you guys. Mike behind the mic Callahan.
Just for you.
And you know what? Bird and Nick, you bring in 10 more people.
Yeah, bring in more people. Just keep bringing them in.
Just 10 more.
I want you to hardly be able to breathe in this place. I want it to be chaos.
I am not going to stay in the room. I can tell you that much. But nonetheless, we will be back. We will have Mark Jamelli doing the headlines.
Mike Callahan.
We will bring some more people up here in the studio. We will be right back.
For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Toucher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
Yeah. 98.5 The Sports Hub with Toucher and Rich.
We have a lot of people in studio. You have until 8:30 to get to 55 Morrissey Boulevard in Dorchester to get your chance at Game 7 tickets.
And I'll tell you this, is that if you get here, this is your best chance ever to get tickets.
Yep.
That's your best chance ever because people have, we have about 120 people in the parking lot. And if you gave me odds to get Game 7 tickets and I had one out of 120 chance, I mean, this is no joke. Someone here is going to win tickets, and you have a very good chance. I mean, think about people play the lottery, and you have like a 1 in 1,000,000 chance.
Like a lightning strike to the head. Chance.
Right. This is a very good chance, but we have a lot of these fans in the studio, including, amazingly, for this radio station, women.
Hey, now!
People with vaginas actually in the studio.
Ladies in the back, let me hear ya.
That's right.
Little Paul Stanley.
There you go. It's Paul Stanley. All right. So Mark Jamelli is in studio. He's told me all about his sex life. And I like that. Oh, and God. What he likes in terms of porn. I've heard all these things, Nick, that I will hold over your head for the rest of your life. But Mike behind the mic, Callahan, who has been with us for so long, he did the Octuplets song, he's done the Craigslist Killer, he's been a part of every championship run that we've had here. He's staring at me. He's a man on a mission, you can tell.
You didn't hear him, but during the break, Mike, what were you saying to the crowd in here?
I was telling everybody to sing along with me.
Yeah, that's right.
Get everybody pumped up for this because this is awesome.
Okay.
I'm so excited for this, really.
All right. So, okay, you're excited for the game or you're excited for your performance?
For both.
Okay, why not?
I love it.
Thank you. You have your special St. Patrick's Bruins thing happening?
Yes, I do.
And you have the matching hat?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to warm up your voice or anything?
No.
Can you just go me, 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 me?
Me, 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 me.
All right, that's impressive. The point. But there you go. Everyone loves Mike behind the mic Callahan. So how is this going to work, Rich?
Well, we have a couple of his songs here, and I think we start off with one of his all-time Bruins classics.
Singing along is going to be difficult because the monitor isn't on when our mics are up.
That's fine. They're going to be able to hear when he's singing. They can sing if they want
to.
Okay,
all right? Fair enough.
So are you guys ready? You guys ready for the first live performance? Mike behind the mic, Callahan, All right, Mike, you ready to roll?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Win at Bruin Style. Bruin Style. It's playoff time, and now St. Louis plays the Bruins. And just like with Toronto, we will leave this team in ruins. We'll bring the Stanley back to Boston, cause we are the Bruins. Winning games is what we're doing. We've got Tuukka Rask. This guy knows how to stop the puck, and he moves very fast. Don't mess with Marchand, cause that guy knows how to kick your ass. Don't mess with Chara, Patrice Bergeron. Don't poke the bear. Do not poke the bear. Beat St. Louis. Let's beat St. Louis for the cup.
Hey!
We want the cup.
Hey!
Let's beat St. Louis. Let's beat St. Louis for the cup.
Hey!
We want the cup.
Hey!
And this is how we're going to get the Stanley Cup.
Woo! Woo!
Win it Bruin style. Everybody now.
Hey!
Hey! David Krejci.
Win
at Bruin style.
Hey,
David Krejci. Win.
Win at Bruin style.
Win at Bruin style.
Mike DeLine to Mike Callahan, needing no lyrics. Needing no lyrics. He's doing it off, and as the crowd supports him, the confidence grows. You can tell. He started to dance. He started to move. You felt it that time, Mike, behind the Mike Callahan.
Absolutely.
What is it like to have a crowd that knows your lyrics, that sings along to your song?
It's awesome. I think it's really, really great, mm-hmm. especially when I did the song for the Patriots, and then it got covered.
You did the song for the Patriots?
Yeah, the Patriots won for the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I remember that. Yes,
I do. I mean, think about it. Dean College, all about those years ago.
I know. Many years ago.
And now you are here.
So, Fred, I thought that just as something special to you, I made a request for Mike behind the Mike.
Is it going to happen? Is this really happening?
Are you ready, Mike?
I'm ready.
Oh, this is a treat.
Who wants to hear another one from Mike behind the Mike? Yeah! We are going deep into the archives.
Please let me soak this in. My favorite song of all time.
All right.
Yeah, this one was done about 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's right.
10 years ago, back when we were on BCN.
We're going back into the archives, and this is just for you, Fred. Are you ready, Mike?
I'm ready. Little kids, everywhere I turn. I can see them. Little kids, night and day I eat, sleep, and breathe them. I'm a very single woman, no income. I'd like to raise a giant family, but I'll admit my life's been. I hope I make the mother of the year. Some women get pregnant with triplets. Some women get pregnant with twins. Lucky me, look at what I'm pregnant with. Octuplets.
Oh.
Yeah! Excuse me, I'm weeping. I'm weeping a little bit. Seeing that perform live has long been a dream of mine, Rich. Thank you so much for making that happen.
You're welcome. I knew you would like that.
It's been very emotional.
And then, of course, there's this one.
Oh, God. I don't know. Maybe we cut it off.
Well, if it's a content issue, I don't think that's an issue anymore. But if you would like him to do something else, I'll leave that in your court.
Okay, I got one for you. You'll know the words to this one. This is one that you performed at our... Is this one up, Fred? Is this up? We'll end it with this. It has nothing to do with the Bruins. You did it at our show. At our 10th anniversary show. It was the second one you did.
Oh, Gronk is the word?
Can you end us with Gronk is the word?
Yeah.
All right, we can try it. I mean, I haven't done it since then.
Well, there's not a lot of lyrics.
I'm just thinking, this is not difficult.
Anybody want to hear Gronk is the word to end this thing? All right. You start it, because it starts with just vocals, and I'll kick this in. You ready?
All right, here we go. Well, everybody's heard that Gronk's the word. You do Gronk, Gronk, Gronk. Gronk is the word. Well, Gronk, Gronk, Gronk. Well, Gronk is the word. Well, Gronk, Gronk, Gronk. Well, Gronk is the word. Well, Gronk, Gronk. Gronk is the word. Well, Gronk, Gronk, Gronk. Well, Gronk is the word. Well, Gronk, Gronk, Gronk. Well, Gronk is the word. Well, Gronk, Gronk, Gronk. Well, Gronk is the word. Well, Gronk, Gronk, Gronk. Well, Gronk is the word. Well, Gronk. You know the Gronk's the word. Well, everybody knows that Gronk is the word. Well, Gronk, Gronk, Gronk is the word. Well, Gronk. Well, everybody's heard that Gronk's the word. Gronk, Gronk, Gronk. Gronk is the word. Well, Gronk, Gronk, Gronk. Well, Gronk is the word. Well, Gronk, Gronk, Gronk.
Gronk, everybody, Gronk, Gronk, Gronk.
Gronk is the word.
Gronk, Gronk,
Gronk. Gronk is the word. Well, Gronk, Gronk, Gronk. Gronk is the word. Well, Gronk, Gronk, Gronk. Gronk is the word. Well, don't you know the Gronk's the word? Well, everybody knows that Gronk is the word. Well, Gronk, Gronk, Gronk is the word. Well, Gronk, Gronk, Gronk. Gronk is the word. Well,
ready?
Gronkowski.
What excitement that Mike behind the Mike Callahan brings.
I just want you to know that via Twitter, Scott Zolak's head is exploding. Yeah.
He is so happy.
Yeah, he's been texting me a lot during this whole time.
He is your biggest fan.
Yes, he is.
On the planet.
He has questions that he wants me to answer for him. there he goes again. All right. Well, listen, get down here. You'll never have a better chance. Okay, I'll give you an example. Is that I was working in Lansing, Michigan in the mid-90s. That's right. Whatever you said is correct. And we had a ski trip to Colorado. We were at a grocery store. And only one person applied to win the trip. And they won something that was worth like $4,000 this trip.
Yep.
And I thought to myself, if there's ever an on-site promotion for something that you want, this is the time to do it. Now, you have until 8:30 to get down here. Then if you're in line at 8:30, fine. But if you are here at 8:31, that ends. You are not getting in line.
Yep.
We have tickets for Game 7 tonight. It is the most expensive ticket, we believe, in the history of Boston sports. The first Game 7 in town since 1984.
Yep.
1984 with the Celtics. That's right.
So, Mark Jamelli, what did you think of the performance of Mr. Mike behind the Mike Callahan?
Absolutely fantastic. Riveting. We got to get a record done right now. Jeez.
How many meatballs do you give it?
That's a 12 meatball.
How many meatballs?
Not traditional.
That's 12. Let's
go, not a traditional.
Yeah.
I understand.
1 out of 10. Right.
He's got his own kind of math happening. All right. You guys, get your asses back down to the parking lot. And then we will...
You guys all rule. This is great.
Thank you so much for
coming out. Thank you for being here.
We do appreciate it.
It sucks that everyone can't win, man.
We want the cup. We want the cup. We want the cup. We want the cup. We want the cup.
Do you like to watch?
The answer is simple.
Follow the Sports Hub on the Twitch app.
They are spectacular.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. You have 34 minutes to get down, and you are going to have the best chance you're ever going to have to get tickets to tonight's Game 7, the most expensive ticket, we believe, in Boston sports history.
I'm getting notice that, you know, there's obviously still a bunch of people on the way, including the BWO.
Oh,
are
hey.
Still on their way, which is nice.
They had to wait until the Asian markets closed.
They had to wait for the limousine to come pick them up.
Right, exactly. The BWO, very good seats and very fancy foreign vehicles.
I'll tell you this. Chief Wanamaker probably has like massive guns because that guy has been waving that giant flag on the street
Unfortunately,
since he arrived here at 6 a.m.
On the opposite way of traffic. He's doing it on the road that no one goes down and the other side is completely jammed.
They can still see him. How do you miss a guy dressed up that way? Waving a giant flag.
Has it
flag.
Been a Xanadu sighting or no?
No, Xanadu cannot make it. He
cannot
he
make it.
He couldn't because, I mean, he's
got a job.
He's got a job.
Yeah.
But I'm being told there's two other people on rollerblades, though.
Oh, okay. One guy has a helmet on and he's in net, and the other guy is shooting a hockey ball at him.
Someone who is in here took a panoramic shot of what was just in studio.
Oh, my
Lord. And it doesn't even have the people whose backs were against the wall, and it just looks phenomenal. The dude with the big giant char ahead.
Who is tired already?
Me, of course. I mean, this is going to be nuts. How you doing, Mark? You hanging in there?
I'm great. I'm bumped. Pumped up, ready to go.
Okay, here's why Mark Jamelli is like the greatest dad. Other than the fact that he wanted to, of course, murder Nick in his sleep when he was dying. No, but you weren't here one day, and the first time he ever came in studio, Nick had broken his glasses. We talked about it on the air, and he couldn't see. Mark just on his own had an extra pair of glasses, took the train here just to bring it to Nick. Didn't tell us he was coming. Just went. Matter of fact, he came, and he was like, oh, yeah, my dad just dropped. I'm like, hey, your dad was here? And you didn't even let us know? Then he looks over and sees that Nick has got some sort of like paper towel in his hand a second ago. Nick, I don't know how he did it, but somehow sliced open his thumb. And Nick's dad goes, ask Nick if he needs a Band-Aid. I got several in my pocket.
That was great.
I told Nick that. He goes, of course my dad does.
Yeah. Hey, he's got a lot of Band-Aids. You never know when one will get wounded taking the tea.
So what do you got planned for this summer? You doing anything fun?
Oh, it's going to be a great summer. Great summer. I'm going to be trying to golf again. It's hard. The heavier I get, the longer the club. So, and then the problem is you got to be able to see the ball as you're standing way back to get the club over my gut.
Yeah. So can you see your penis, Mark Jamelli?
In a mirror. Okay.
Nick doesn't like any of this. Lower.
When does festival season start? When do you start cooking the meatballs again?
We start the last week of July.
Okay, so it's right around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So
I promise to bring everybody their meatballs, and I stop my sauce. It's, oh, my God, it'd be about 25 gallons, if not more, of sauce.
Really?
We'll be 25 on gallons?
Gallons.
Well, I'll tell you what, that is impressive. That is very impressive.
And I put a little wine in each one.
Yeah, a little bit of wine in you.
Yeah, a little wine, a little wheat. Yeah,
one for you, one for the sauce.
It's a lot of fun.
When will be the first Manhattan of the day today? Well, is your schedule?
Well, today's a day of celebration. So, you know, anytime after noon is wide open.
Okay.
You know?
And you're still going to try to make it to the end of the game.
Well, that's the problem. I got to have a couple of coffees in between.
Right.
Because, you know, I don't want to miss a game. So, right.
You got to plan accordingly.
Yes. But I've been going quite a bit up Canal Street because I like to see Zoloff and
I'd like
say
Zoloff
hello
too.
To him, you know. Yeah. As he does every day coming in here on Twitch.
I take Zoloff so I don't end it all.
All right. Listen, we will have no commercials here, just the headlines, and then we will actually talk some Bruins. You have another half an hour to get down here. Your greatest chance that you'll ever have of getting something this valuable because, say there's 200 people. I don't know how many people are out there. Probably not. You will get, you have a one in whatever chance. And that is not bad odds, my friends. People have hit way longer shots than that. All right, we will be back. No commercials, just a headline.